For now more than 12 years, I have been practicing concepts shared with me during channeling sessions I was a part of, event that changed my life for the better. It allowed me and the people I've shared the concept with to improve their happiness, state of being and energy levels, but also choose better for ourselves and the people around us. You learn about self-growth, universal laws like karma, manifestations, mechanics like the principle of patterns, practicing spirituality in our daily life by properly blending spirituality and normal life, and so much more. My name is Igor Orlitsky, and I'm your host for the Unilight Me podcast. Let's begin. Hey, this is Igor Orlitsky from Unilight Me Project. Today, I will talk on the topic of being yourself. So one may think that, hey, this is a very common advice that you can hear everywhere we go, right? So whenever you have trouble connecting with someone, a friend of yours might advise you on, hey, that's probably just be yourself, right? That's just the issue. Or whenever you try to find your passion and try to explain to people that maybe you are a bit lost in life, you can also hear sometimes, hey, just be yourself and everything will be fine. So what's this mysterious be yourself advice really about? So at the core, if someone is coming from a rather congruent place, from the place where they actually feel connected to being themselves, when they say just be yourself, from their point of view, it's very, let's say, understandable. It's very easy to connect to that information. And when they share such advice, they think it's as easy to connect to the other person that they are sharing this advice with. But it's not like that for everyone. We come here to this realm with different challenges, with different ways and how we should grow and improve. And some people are just naturally more connected on default from the perspective of being yourself. And when they share this advice, they might simply really mean well. And they truly feel that there is a lot of value in it. But at the same time, they simply cannot really relate at times to what sort of challenges the other person might be having inside of them. And hearing be yourself when you are really lost in the ego and in the unhappiness of life is kind of like saying, hey, just be happy. Just relax and be happy. Just smile. Everything's fine. And saying such advice to a person that is lost within themselves is obviously really useless advice because they just cannot connect to that at this point, at least. So let's explore what being yourself means, as exploring that topic can actually allow this advice to be meaningful and to actually make a lot of sense if you go with that. So one of the factors about being yourself is to understand the voices. Yeah, the voices, different voices that we have. And voices, I would say, represent different thought levels and thought sources that are inside us. And one of these thought sources, one of these voices inside of us is actually the voice of really connected version of us. The version that is not tainted by ego, is not tainted by things like fear, by wanting to prove anything, by negative things like revenge, like reacting to the reality and so on. So these taints of ego can overlap our standard voice of being ourselves, to be yourself, if we allow that. I think it's worth to put it on a certain sort of a timeline to explain this perspective on being yourself. So let's go in past. And when you were a child, when you were a kid, your natural voice, the younger you were, your natural voice of being yourself was rather pure. And your natural expression, your natural thought process was just there and the voice was there. the more we grow, the more our also brain develops and different experiences happen to us, either positive or negative. They can influence this voice, and we start to slowly go into the forest, and at the same time we might very easily become lost in the forest. So the challenge here is to always know what's the roadmap, where is the center of the forest, how you can center yourself. It's okay to explore with thoughts, to go in different directions, but once you lose yourself and you basically do not know your way back and you start thinking that certain patterns, thoughts start to be true to you, and that starts to build upon different bricks. So let me just give you an example. So maybe in your school you had a negative experience with some other children that maybe told some things on you, and you took that to yourself, and maybe and that experience you have interpreted it personally as a negative one, and then you have built upon that. So you might have, for example, add a thought that there might be something wrong with me, which builds upon the previous experience and thoughts that you had around it. And when you had that second thought, if you know the principles of manifestation, you kind of send out the vibration of attracting the reality that you believe in. Therefore, having such thoughts will attract more of similar experiences to you that will prove to you what you believe in. Therefore, it kind of starts to create this endless loop of attracting experiences, reinforcing the belief that might be negative. And this way, you might slowly disconnect from the voice of pure being yourself and start to go into the voices of ego, of fear, of doubt, of lust, of negative interpretations of experience, life, or just being your of what you think about yourself. And all of that is a really big journey to really get back to our core voice of being yourself, to that pure voice. And it's no longer, of course, a child voice once you are grown, because this voice matures as we mature. However, it's tainted, and our job to, in order to go back to a lot of our happiness states of being, in order to reconnect with who we truly are, connect better with the universe, our job is to work on it, to slowly release the negativity of our lives, which is the quote from the book of Unilight Me Project. And using that concept, just each day, day by day, slowly release the negativity from you. How? It's a different topic. You might find a lot of information on that in the book or different podcast episodes. So just explore on that. But you just need to work on that every day. And once you do that, your job is to not give up and know the map. And it works. I've been there. I've testing it for now 13 plus years. So it is definitely a journey, but it's a worthwhile journey. And you know how it is in gym. And if you go once or twice to the gym, you might not see instant results. But once you continue going to the gym, you develop strength, you develop a conditioning of pattern that you can easier follow the new pattern of going to the gym, the new habit. And that, my friends, is a great way to look at it, because actually improving yourself and releasing the negativity from yourself is also like that. You just simply need to work on the negativity, release it slowly, step by step, and get back to your real voice. This is only one perspective of how to look at it. But I think it's a very powerful one, because being yourself correctly understood is super powerful concept. Obviously, I could go into much more in depth on that and probably talk for a few hours on just being yourself, but I want to keep it short here. So if you are interested in more, just check Unilight Me Project and different ways how you can access this information, or just check this podcast. They are free, they are there for you, so you can learn, grow, and yeah, and I want you to just be a happier person and grow with your connection to the universe. Thank you for listening. This is Igor Orlicki from Unilight Me Project. Cheers. Thank you for listening to our episode. If you enjoy what you hear, please go to unilight.me website and subscribe to the newsletter so I can inform you about all the important updates about the project. You can also search our close group on Facebook where we exchange thoughts with like-minded people. I wish you all the best on your spiritual journey and talk to you soon.